Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
The fastest way from point A to point B is a straight line. The only way out is through. You can't bypass burnout, your emotions, your behaviors, your beliefs. What you can do is feel, learn, and grow. Everything is energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can be transmuted. In this episode, I want to discuss how to alchemize burnout. What does that even mean? First, let's quickly define what these words mean for some context. Alchemy, a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or a combination. Alchemist, a person who transforms or creates something through a seemingly magical process. Alchemize, transform the nature or properties of something by a seemingly magical process. And then there's burnout, a state of severe emotional, physical, mental exhaustion caused by prolonged, unmanaged, or excessive stress, which is often linked to the workplace. Imagine that. If you've been listening to this podcast and thinking, I know there's more for me, more alignment, more freedom, more clarity, that version of you, she already exists. And that is exactly the work we do inside the Private Practice Burnout Solution. This is where we move beyond surface level strategy and into the identity, energy, and systems needed to build a business that actually supports your life. If you're ready to become her now, you'll find more details on my website at natashaagaconsulting.co. In my experience, burnout comes from a place of misalignment and imbalances. This can stem from an imbalance of overworking without adequate rest, being super active without nourishing your body sufficiently, being in constant time lag with no reserve supply, meaning you can't even move things around in your calendar because every moment is literally booked with something productive to do. Essentially, high performers stuck on a loop of constant output. So I want to discuss Carl Jung. He's a renowned psychiatrist and psychoanalyst from back in the day. And I recently came across this theory that he had on burnout, which I truly found to be very interesting, and it opened my eyes to another perspective, one I hadn't really heard before. I found it so eye-opening that I wanted to share it as I believe it will help each of you on your journey to overcoming burnout. So, the first concept is the soul versus the ego. And your ego is set in like external goals, status, security. And that is overpowering everything while you're neglecting your soul's priorities, your true authenticity. And then there's internal conformity, which is the idea that you're living life with a mask. You're wearing this mask to appease other people, appease society, while suppressing your true authentic form or nature. Then there's the shadow's revenge, suppressing parts of your personality, which in this case is the shadow. And it can likely manifest in these ways, like living in a constant fatigued state can often be stemmed from suppressing your authentic identity. Holding on to suppressed anger, which often leads to prolonged exhaustion. Holding high ambitions, those high performers out there, can often lead to feeling resentful. Feeling vulnerable, which then often leads to feeling numb inside, feeling you don't feel anything. And then the feeling of, and this hit me hard because this was me for quite some time, feeling like I couldn't be creative, like having creative blocks. This often stems from depression disguised as fatigue. Very deep stuff. Then the next concept is called disindividuation, stagnation or reversal of your soul's growth from this extended time of being detached from your true self. And the last is meaning overload. And I feel like a lot of us can relate to this, which is things start to lose meaning or you begin to question everything around you for validity. So the takeaway is that burnout can fester, and deep down, it can be caused by abandoning yourself, your authentic self, your true identity, because society, your ego, the stories in your head have built up layers that make up how you function and what you believe and ultimately what you do. Often a disguise, unbeknownst to you. When these stories run so deep, it's hard to sift through and find that root cause. The one thing to keep in mind about stories is that each one is attached to an emotion. And our brains are wired to weigh the negative emotions, those stories, more heavily than the positive ones. Again, that is just our ego, our survival mind at work to keep us safe. So, to help this make sense, I kind of think of this as almost a continuum, starting with the stories, which then are attached to emotions, which then are repeated stories, which the repeated stories turn into beliefs, which then show up as behaviors. So for me, when I think about and reflect on my journey, I built my first business, which was my private practice and my mobile modified barium swallow study company. I built it on hustle, grind, and grit. I was determined to make it work. I poured nearly every waking hour into creating, building, launching, marketing, and ultimately keeping that business afloat at the detriment of myself, my relationships, my world around me. Everything seemed to be difficult, time-consuming, and draining. It was because I let it be that. I expected it to be that. I anticipated the other shoe to drop, to take 10 steps back, to hit another hurdle, or to climb another mountain. That was all me based on my energy and mindset going into my private practice journey, which compounded as time went on. All the things on an endless loop eventually led to burnout, where my business and I crashed and burned. I felt defeated, my ego destroyed, embarrassed, frustrated. I felt all the things. Part of me wanted to forget it ever happened. Another part of me wanted to make sense of it all. What was the point of all of this? This can't be as good as it gets, right? There has to be more. I really had to ask myself why. If I did something else, what would it be and why? I instantly knew that I wouldn't do the same exact thing I just did. Why? Because after I reflected on my practice, my journey, and what I would love to do, that wasn't it. Just because you are good or even great at something doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because you've been doing something for years, went to school for it, or are even known for that, it doesn't mean you should. I went on a transformative journey inward, understanding I inherently didn't do anything wrong. I changed my perspective. I looked at things with a fresh, objective lens. I no longer viewed my first entrepreneurial venture as a failure. I was misaligned. This was all the training and preparation for all the good on the other side. I learned so much during that time, so many lessons about business, myself, what to do, what not to do. But most importantly, I took pieces of what I loved about my business, my skills, my expertise, and decided to start a new journey. A new company doing new things was my launchpad to this next business. I felt a pull, a call to help others in their private practice or entrepreneurial journeys, to share my knowledge in a way that is easily digestible to others and any part of their journey, to feel understood and supported, knowing that they are not alone. For those who know, having and running your own business is not for the faint of heart. Entrepreneurship really tests your faith in yourself, your skills, and your abilities, not only in mastering your craft, but how you can hold your vision even when you don't see the results in real time just yet. To alchemize is to turn pain into power, turn failures into lessons, turn fear into opportunities to grow. Just remember, there is information in everything and a lesson to learn. The good, the bad, and everything in between. It is all about perception. Perception is created by your past experiences and the meaning that you give it. You always have the power to change your story, to change your life. This is your opportunity to alchemize burnout and become the best version of yourself now, which will in turn do the same for your business because your business, your practice is an extension of you. And it all starts with you. I will leave you with one of my favorite Maya Angelou quotes. Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. I would love to hear from you. Any light bulb moments, insights, or takeaways from this episode? You can share with me on Instagram at Natasha Aga Consulting or comment below. I invite you to take my 2-minute Are You the Bottleneck quiz to find out who or what is slowing down your progress. It's fast, fun and eye-opening, and I'll link that in the show notes below.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.